Title: The Only Constant is Change, How Evolving Privacy Laws Impact Employers. Content: 2020 has been a transformative year of everlasting uncertainty and constant change. Employee privacy is no exception. California laws impacting employee data are changing yet again. This article highlights what employers need to know about: 1. Recent amendments to the California Consumer Privacy Act, and 2. What happens if the California Privacy Rights Act is approved by voters on November 3, 2020. AB 1281 amendments to California Consumer Privacy Act on August 30, 2020. The California legislature passed AB 1281, an assembly bill that amends the California Consumer Privacy Act, CCPA, to extend limitations on employee rights for another year until January 1, 2022. Governor Newsom signed AB 1281 into law on September 29. Here's what businesses need to know about AB 1281 and its amendment to CCPA, CCPA's limited exception for applicants, current and former employees and independent contractors is extended until January 1, 2022. AB 1281 only takes effect if the California Privacy Rights Act is not approved by voters, and employees still have a right to notice and a right to sue as further discussed below. Proposition 24, aka California Privacy Rights Act. The California Privacy Rights Act, Prop 24-inch, is a ballot initiative that will be voted on by California residents on November 3, 2020. Here is what businesses need to know about Prop 24. The ballot initiative process gives California citizens a way to propose laws without the support of the governor or the legislature. California voters will approve or deny Prop 24 on November 3, 2020. Prop 24 extends CCPA's limitation on employee rights to January 1, 2023. Creates a new enforcement agency/commission to enforce Prop 24. Creates a new category of data called sensitive personal information, expands rights to access, correct and delete personal information. Adopts a set of fundamental principles on data management, including limitations on data collection and retention. Prop 24 permits the legislature to amend the CPRA through a majority vote of both houses, signed by the governor, so long as the amendments do not compromise or weaken consumer privacy. Brief history of CCPA's application to employees. When CCPA passed in June 2018, there was no reference to employees, and it was uncertain whether employees were consumers and entitled to rights under CCPA. Later that year, the Assembly introduced AB 25, which initially was drafted to exempt employees from CCPA. By the time AB 25 worked its way through the legislative process, it modified CCPA to expressly include employees and provided limited rights under CCPA until January 1, 2021. See Employee Privacy by Design, Guidance for Employers Beginning to Comply with the CCPA and Big Bang. California expands employee privacy rights. In February 2020, the Attorney General proposed regulations that contemplated employee rights under CCPA. See the heart of employee right under CCPA, Attorney General Modified Guidance. What employers must do in 2020 and 2021 to comply with CCPA. Currently, CCPA and the Attorney General's regulations give limited rights to job applicants, current and former employees, independent contractors, owners/directors/officers, medical staff, emergency contacts, and dependents, spouses, or other beneficiaries for benefit administration. Cal is Civ Code 1798.145(h)(1). The right to notice at collection. California applicants, current and former employees and contractors have the right to receive a notice from employers at or before personal information is collected. The notice must include the categories of personal information the business collects and the purposes for collection. Cal. Civ. Code 1798.100. Data breaches and statutory damages. California residents have the right to institute a civil action and recover statutory damages in the amount of $100 to $750 per consumer per incident if their non-encrypted and non-redacted personal information, is subject to unauthorized access and exfiltration, theft, or disclosure as a result of the business's failure to implement and maintain reasonable security procedures and practices. CALP CIV Code 1798.150. AB 25 provides employees, applicants, and contractors full rights under CCPA effective January 1, 2021, including the right to request access or deletion of their personal information. Under AB 1281, if CPRA does not pass, then employers will have